This is Love's Bakery, final day of operation across the state. The sights, the sounds, and the smells are quickly changing. The ILWU, the union that represents many of the 230-plus employees, is selling T-shirts to help raise money for food gift cards for its soon-to-be unemployed members. We stopped by Love's retail shop on Middle Street on Sunday as customers and former workers, they dropped by to bid aloha to their Love's Ohana. The company would have celebrated its 170th anniversary this year, 100 years more than the Kaneohe Bakery, which we featured yesterday. We were listening to production sounds that were captured at the bakery last week. You know, and those production lines went silent as the company stopped baking. As the bakery went dark and the ovens gave their last bake, that meant the aroma of fresh bread baking faded away in the wind. Besides passing motorists, the comforting smells that will be sorely missed by employees of the bus, whose terminal is located right next door. A couple of the transit workers stopped in on their lunch break for one last time. Even one who joked he had diabetes and probably shouldn't be eating that white bread. But Walter lamented the changing times and how they would always swing by to pick up their daily bread.
All the time. We always come here.
And just any thoughts about losing a good neighbor?
Yeah, we're going to miss them a lot. We're going to miss them. Sad to hear them. They're going.
And while the Portland company, Franz Bakery, has bought the brands to bake on the mainland and sent over here frozen, many have mixed feelings about this and can't say enough about the loss of the local bakery. Here's Christina.
I'm just so sad. You know, I mean, my siblings, you know, my parents, my grandparents, you know, we're all from Kalihi. My grandparents, you know, live right up the street up at, you know, Kulakulea Na'ai Street. And we're just generations, you know, my husband's family, just generations of Kalihi people. And, you know, just going in there, it just...
Yeah, you're emotional. It's hard.
It's hard because... You know, we grew up here. We grew up knowing what Love's is, what Love's does, what Love's means to Hawaii. And I've actually been, I see it on the news, I watch the local news every day, and I've been avoiding, you know what I mean? I have the thrift card, you know what I mean? We come here, go to the Kaneohe thrift store, you know. We're all about Love's.
And you have a big shopping cart full of donuts and bread.
Yeah, but, you know, I came today, I told my husband, I said, let's come, you know, get some stuff. And just going in there, it just made it really real that they're really going. And it's sad because everybody knows what Love's means to Hawaii. And it's really happening, everybody. They're going away forever. And I don't think any...
Yeah, hard to replace.
Hard to replace, yeah. You know? Even their name, you know, their name is just one of a kind. They got good sales going on in there. You know, they're trying to get rid of their inventory and stuff. And I don't even need all this stuff. I'm just going to share. You know, I'm just buying stuff. I just needed like one pack of hot dog buns, but I'm just gonna share but I just feel sad, you know, because all of us that know what Love's has done for us in Hawaii forever, it just makes it real coming here today.
Workers say the plant closing will also affect farmers who came to buy expired products to feed their pigs or other animals. They worried about who would fill that void. We talked to Bert, a regular customer who came by to pick up some expired bread.
Well, I don't have a piggery or anything, but I just feed wild birds and, you know, at home and such, you know. So, yeah, I'm always picking up bread.
Okay, so you came here to do that today before they close?
In fact, she knows I'm coming, yeah.
Oh, there's regulars.
Yeah. It's just so sad, yeah. You know, hard to believe that, you know, a company that's been around that long is closing up. You know, it's really sad. Yeah, and, you know, I understand that now a lot of the bread is going to be brought in frozen, and it's...
Any particular bread that you're going to miss that you grew up with?
Just about all of it, yeah.
Retired Love's employee Cynthia Shirishi came by to say goodbye, and she reminisced about driving the trucks and working at the plant.
I used to drive and deliver cakes and bread, and I worked inside a bakery too as a pan man. Yeah.
So what are your former co-workers going to do? Do you know?
They're going to be able to handle, I don't know. Yeah, I miss this place. I'm going to miss them. I don't know why. Something went wrong along the line.
Well, pandemic didn't, you know, yeah, help.
Maybe
things.
For now they'll close, but then they'll reopen again, you know, yeah, after the
you
pandemic.
Hope?
I hope so. It's a long time, you know, 170 something years, yep. And the bread is so honor the smell. Oh, yeah, but I hope they figure it out.
And before they shop one last time, customers Dennis and Jana just wanted to vent about not having someone step up to save the bakery.
This has been around for a long time, and it's a shame that, you know, we as a community tend to build new things, and we can't save something like this that's been iconic. And the thing is, we got, what, 200 plus people out of a job now? That's sad.
Yeah, and it's bread, you know, what we sustain ourselves with.
So what are we going to do? Bring in everything that we need to sustain ourselves? That's not right. Government should have done something about this.
The smells, you know, passing by the bakery. Oh, the bakery's on, you know. There goes the bakery.
Yeah, people are freezing bread, but you can't freeze that aroma.
No, yeah, yeah. The memories of passing by, you know, and seeing the delivery trucks and knowing that we're getting fresh products and things from here, you know, made in Hawaii. It's a sad day. It's a sad thing to lose something that is made in Hawaii. The reality of change and something iconic.
And what hurts more is the 200 and somewhat people that are going to be without a job from this one facility.
We did reach out to the ILWU, the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, to find out how the workers would be supported, as they will be joining the thousands of others on unemployment, but did not hear back as of news time. Sources tell us talks are underway to possibly put the property up for sale, similar to what happened to Kaneohe Bakery. New life for a parcel close to the bus terminal and the rail project. New opportunities for the future as we close the door on this long-storied past of a Scotsman who started Love's Bakery in the 1800s.